Blog Talk Radio.
What if God is unhappy with our praise? What if He is not pleased with the words we say? What if He takes away His love and His Spirit from us?
Dear future me,
well, I will.
Your loving kindness. your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see.
tender mercies I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy towards me.
Oh,
great is your grace.
This to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Hey!
He's ready to answer your prayers. He's ready to answer your every need, your every desire. But you gotta let him have his way.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hand to you. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat. The ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the King. Truth is it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain.
Take me to the King.
Forever and ever. forever. Come on, begin to minister to him tonight. Amen.
We worship you. Hey, Lonzo. I guess
yes,
we
sir,
should.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say a word or two, huh? I mean, the music was sounding so good, man. I was gone. I was in my own little world.
Okay, tell me about it. I'm just glad to hear the voices because that's what the people are looking for. So, good evening and thank you for tuning in. How are you doing tonight?
I'm here. And that's all I got to say about that. But I'm blessed to be here. You know, so I have to look at the positive in any situation. I'm still here. I'm alive. So, hey. Everything else is second rate. But
that's
good
all
to be
we can
here.
Really ask for.
And everybody else.
Amen.
And everybody else. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Amen. You're chilling in here with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Mr. Alonzo, a.k.a. DJ Lewis. You know, we just chilling up in this piece today.
Yes.
This is the Inspiration Factory. This the brainchild of none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as Surreal the Poet, who also happens to be the CEO and owner and sole employee and distributor, marketer, creative design, you know, all of that, the CEO, the CFO of Rawlings Jewelry. You might want to check that out. You know, it's a handmade line of banging jewelry. Necklaces, bracelets, earrings. You can get matching sets. You can mix and match. Some of them, he's got certain metals that have certain healing qualities, as with some of the gems. I mean, he got it going on, you know. And I got mine. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Lonzo, you got yours?
I got mine. You heard. You know this, man.
Yeah. Man, look at here. There was one time when I swore I was going to, I wanted to put him down as a dependent for when I filed my taxes. Every time I turned around, he was bringing
he
out something else that I had to
dependent.
Have.
Oh, man. You was a dependent. I was trying to get a job reference. I was just trying to, you know, from a CEO, that's Superman in America. I'm trying to get hired on spot. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. You know, yeah, I know somebody. Man, yes. Y'all got to check it out. Check it out. Check it out. It's on Facebook Messenger. If you don't have any of those, you can call anybody on the Epiphany family. You pretty much in the poetic community, you can find somebody that knows Larry Maddox. So, or for real poet. So, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
If all else fails, you know, all else fails, it'll be on the event page after we're said and done with this right here. So, he's everywhere in the cut like penicillin, as I like to say. But he. Brother,
that's
I
right.
know you're listening
so
to it, and I'm just showing up. Mad love.
Man, because look, Mr. Alonzo, this brother is getting things together and doing things, and man, the multitasking while he's multitasking, and he's getting her done.
Don't nobody need to know what you're talking about. You're just supposed to push play, man. What you doing? Just push.
I'm not in the studio tonight.
Let me ask you a question. Is there ever a time that you don't pull up on the bus? That's all I want to know.
I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations.
Before he be rolling me over like an 18-wheeler. No, it's playing. Remember love, brother. Remember love.
I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations. I was in North. You got to love them.
Hey, right? That part.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to find sometime somewhere where it really would make a difference and hope it don't land me in jail.
Look, I don't think because... God is good like that, but it, you know, with the faith of the mustard seeds, you're not going to make it nowhere close to the bad side, you know. We're just out there reaching out to those.
You never know. Look, Daniel was in prison. Paul was in prison. Quite a few of the disciples were in prison. I mean, a lot of things get done in prison. So you never know.
But it was planned. It was planned. It wasn't like they just woke up and was like, la di da di da. Oh, here go the cops. You know?
There's hope not anyway. I don't think I've ever had one of those wake up moments. And I don't think I really want to have one of those. You know, I've been there, done that. And if I ever have to go back, it is what it is. You deal with things as life happens. But I'm not trying to, and I'm not striving to. Yeah.
Hello.
But just being in America, hello, I'm prepared to.
America.
You know. Yeah. AmericKKKA. America.
Well, I'm just saying, I wasn't raised that way. That was a disclosure for those. Yeah, man. It's great to be back, though. It's great. So what do we got for tonight, though? What do we got going on for tonight? You know, folks love when we get really deep in these conversations.
I've been so discombobulated the last few days, I don't even remember if I had set a theme for tonight or not. I did realize that I had the airtime scheduled for tomorrow, so it's a good thing that about an hour ago something told me, check to make sure you have the show, the airtime scheduled. And I sure did for tomorrow night.
Hey, so what's going on tomorrow night for those who are tuning in?
I haven't changed the date, so we're on for tonight. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing scheduled for tonight.
Yeah, see, I'm so fast, I'm so slow. I'm so fast. So, look, it took me a minute to catch up. I should be in the background twisting, trying to cut.
We get there. That's all that matters. And my text challenged reality kind of disappeared when I realized that there was no show scheduled for tonight. It was for tomorrow. I got that fixed real quick without even thinking. And then when I got done, I said, "Oh wow, you do know what you do." I was really shocked because wow, I thought I was gonna have to cancel. But anyway, anywho, I shouldn't tell everybody how special I am, but that's
I'm just
okay.
Trying to
special.
Tell you. Oh, I don't see anybody said that part either. I was just don't nobody see nothing. You just pulling the covers everywhere, just pulling covers like you the only one that's cold up in this season.
But you know what? It's okay. I'm like an onion. I got many layers, so I can peel back at one or two.
There you go with that. See, you know what? Never mind. I ain't gonna say nothing about no Virgos. So I'm just gonna leave us alone. I love us.
I was waiting for you to start, because I go say, "Why does that sound like somebody else?" You know, look in the mirror. Oh man, let me see.
Oh,
I'm not in the studio. I want to. Well, first and foremost, did we pray things in? Because you started a little bit before I did.
No, I don't know who we is, but who did I play? Who?
I said, did we pray in yet? That's right. We're a family.
No, you already, look, brother, you already know. Look, 2/3 of the squad called in just for that moment. I'm just letting you know that is your position. You already know we wouldn't do it without you. It wouldn't be the same.
No, 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 why not?
It ain't about me. That would have been my last blessing if I was unable to get there. Well, that to me, everybody else can do it. And then, look, ain't
saying
we can't do
it
again when I do come show up.
Hello, but everybody can't do David's job. I'm just saying, as big as the squad was, only David was David was David. That's all I'm saying. Can't nobody do your job. So go ahead and get
you
this live out the way.
You're lucky I'm not in the studio, because my finger might find that mute button. Oh, shoot. You can get in there. You're in here now. You can unmute it yourself. I
just
can't believe you no
just,
more. Uh-oh. I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Yeah. Look, okay. Somebody going to change up. The higher being is going to give you your blessings, don't you?
This is only better. And tonight was the perfect proof. Stop, Prada. Don't you say I'm on air, behave. Excuse me, no. I have to chastise my dog.
Yeah, see, look, and you got support.
Sure, I got support. I need support from her. She's big behind.
That's front row seat right there.
She takes my lap. She's never got the memo that she's no longer a lap dog. So.
Because that lap stays warm. You know, dogs like warm spots.
Well, I don't know what she's doing all up on me. Maybe she's trying to warm me up. Shoot. But I tell it's like she's my Siamese twin, literally.
Mm.
It's like she has to constantly be in touch with me. If I sit down, she's got to come over and then sit and lean her heavy behind up on my leg or try to get up in my lap. Or then she's going to force me to pet her. Let me stop talking about this dog. Move. Go on, Prada. I'm busy. Excuse me, y'all. Anywho.
You know, a dog ain't nothing but God spelled backwards.
True. Absolutely. And she fluctuates between the two.
I believe it. I do believe it. But even in, she taught you your most valuable lessons in the quiet moment. You know, something that God would do. It's just crazy because we would swear God speaks English, and you know, it's like there's not nay one day did he show up and actually have a conversation with you. I'm not saying like that. He did. He gave you signs, and you was talking with through the spirit, but. As far as the flesh, ain't not one day did you sit there and have an intellectual English conversation. And, yeah, that's the kind of same thing you do with your dog. You sit there and you go through your emotions or what happened through the day. Your dog just look at you like, yeah, but I'm right here, ain't I? I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you went through, I'm still here. Thank you, Father. I don't know if I'm speaking, but I'm speaking. But thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Jesus. Whatever you went through, I'm still here.
Hmm?
You beat me up. You shunned me.
You know,
I'm still here.
You ain't never lied. It's like that unconditional love.
That part.
Do it all. Mm. The faults, the good times, the bad times, the in-between times. Get away from me, stinky butt. Did she get on my nerves, time? The time I have to be daddy and sting that behind? Because, yes, I do believe in chastisement, curings.
That's spare rod, spoil a child.
That's right.
Yeah, I see. I tell y'all,
I'm Uncle Paul to the world, to so many people that I know. The nephews, the great nephews, they'll all tell you, oh, Uncle Paul beats the Chirons. Because that's what I tell them. Uncle Paul beats the Chirons.
That's because the Chirons jump on the couch. You don't tell them. We don't beat folks. You just ain't tell them why you get beat. You know, growing up, when we grow up, you get beat for one reason because you thought you was grown as hell. I mean, excuse my French, but you know. You thought you was in a situation where you shouldn't have been.
Somewhere along the line, you knew you did something, so.
Okay.
Whether it be in the supermarket, in the courthouse, wherever the offense takes place, that's where you get that ass done.
He was talking about donkeys, y'all. That's when the donkey get to talking back to you. Why are you beating on me?
That's right. I bail him.
You got a good point. You got a good
wall.
Yeah.
You know?
He said, why are you beating on me? Because I don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
Had I knew better, I'd do better. Mm-hmm. Let alone you talking to me, donkey.
Could you imagine that?
That part.
Could you imagine that?
That part. He said, the donkey laid on the homie leg. Ah, crack, crack, crack. Oh, hey, get up. He going to lay on my leg.
It was, here goes the human arrogance again, but it was a human conversation or interaction.
Yeah.
The whole thing. The donkey talking. The
weather was in English. Yeah.
He spoke it and Balaam understood it. So whatever they spoke verbally.
Okay. Had an understanding between one another.
A verbal communication. And
he said, why is you beating on me? I wish an animal, well, I don't beat on animals anyway, but still, let an animal communicate with me and ask me that question.
Please let it be my animal.
Nope.
Because I'm going straight
I wouldn't even beat you.
To somebody's network.
Okay. We can see the future from this point.
Mm. Yeah. And they always talk about the chimpanzee being the or the primates being the more intelligent animals that can communicate with us through sign language and so on and so forth. This four-legged dog right here communicates.
That part.
If you have a relationship with your dog, I think so with cats, with animals, period. If you really connect with them, you'll find a way to communicate with each other. You'll understand each other. It's
yeah. In a real way.
Yeah.
I know many people that they get born with horses just to have a human's, human animal spirit bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of different beliefs acknowledge certain animal spirit in their spirituality. I'm not going to say per se gods, but they could be guides, they could be whatever, totems or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they attribute some particular power, strength, wisdom, something positive through, certain animals.
Right.
So, and they, I don't ascribe to know everything, so I would dare not say what can't be done and what may not be right, wrong, or whatever. I have what I believe, and I'm not choking nobody with it because he gave us all free choice, so I can't take your free choice away. I know what I believe, but I would never say they're wrong. But I find something a feeling of truth to the to that ideology. You know what I mean? There is, I think, some things much deeper than we either allow ourselves to know, or that we're shunned from trying to find out. But there's more to it. So much more,
I totally agree with you. I really do agree with you. I think, the father told
this
father
is
told
though.
Me a long time ago that the information was written on our tablets of our hearts. So it was like, when I learned that, it's one thing to hear it the first time. It's another thing to learn it. As the word says, don't be just people's hearers. You know what I mean? Be people's doers.
Yeah.
Don't just be hearers. Be people's doers. And it's one thing to listen to a wise person talk. It's another thing to receive the information and actually implement that information into your life.
Yeah. And I kind of ascribe to, with boundaries, okay, nothing is that, but I kind of ascribe to being receptive to input.
Okay, let's put it that way.
And a lot of it may not make no sense, might not be relevant or what have you, but I still entertain it. And then you just put it, back on a floppy disk somewhere in the back. And
that part.
Yeah. But somewhere down the line, even that obtuse thing that you thought, but it's not wasted information. It's not, it will come to bear with something about that. We will be useful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my mother, who I would definitely say, unbiasedly say, was a very wise woman. And she told me, if you learn one thing, no matter how minute, every day, it was a good day. And you know, that's a philosophy that's kind of powerful. After over years and years and years and years, of course, of ignoring it and then having that wake-up call to, oh, yeah, Mom, I'm sorry, you was right once again, that type of thing. It's so true. If you learn this one thing, it's a good thing. Even if it was something that was perceived as negative at that point, if you learned something from that, that's another weapon in your arsenal. You know, another
right.
layer of your breastplate, so to speak. So you're arming yourself even better. So then that turns that negative thing into something positive.
Definitely agree. I feel like we walk through this life with tools, life tools, and as we go on our individual journeys, we pick up these tools along the way. Sometimes it may be a flower. You know, you can tie some dandelions together and actually make a string, a tough string. Folks don't know that if you ain't out in the wilderness surviving on your surroundings. But, you know, through this journey that each individual has, you go through these things and you apply these tools. Some tools work, some tools don't work. Those tools that don't work, you get rid of and pick up another tool to replace it. So, I understand as far as, you know, as far as you gotta, some things you gotta get rid of, some things you keep. Yes. This thing, this life journey is crazy. And there's so many answers that we want to listen to. But as we all know, at the end of the day, there's only one. That is true,
yeah.
True to it from beginning to the end.
I don't know everything, but I can't speak about what I've seen, what I know, and what I've been shown. So when I speak about Christ and God and spirituality, I'm speaking with the the assurity of my walk, not saying my obedience to my walk, but my assurity of that's the walk.
Yes.
Come, because he's shown me so many times. Yeah, this is the voice of experience talking. He's shown me. Yeah, I might not show the gratitude that I should on a day to day basis. I will not stop to tell somebody else, yes, I am the recipient of blessings. You too are a recipient of blessings. You just have to see them. Open your eyes.
Yes. Yes.
Even when we don't deserve it, he's blessing us.
Yeah. I understand. Yes. Right. I agree. I'm feeling some kind of music vibe going on, but there's a few songs that's been in my heart the past week. Yeah, that's been actually making me joyful, and I feel like they need to go ahead and I feel like I need to tell the audience how I feel. I want to see that I'm not the only one going through the ups and downs, you know. Again, I thank God for Jesus. I just don't know. You know, I got so much to say in so little time, and I know it sounds like I'm rambling, but yeah. I feel like I'm saying things that's going through everybody's mind and heart for the week that went through it. How do you try to put it together? Father, receive this. That way I can just let it go. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes that's what you have to do. Just let it go. Let it out. Get it out.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
Pray it out. Oh, we still ain't prayed in, did we?
Well, no, sir. That's what I was.
Real quick. Then you can
not
start
real quick.
How's that?
Let's get. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gracias, señor. Adios. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this evening, thanking you first and foremost for just being who you are, Lord. Personally, Lord, I thank you for your presence in my life, Lord. We ask that you would continue to be here with us this evening. Your presence is already felt here. Your guidance is already felt here, Father God. So we thank you for your presence. We ask that you would continue to just guide our hearts and our minds, Father God, that the things that we think would be guard our hearts, our minds, and our tongues, Father God. We rebuke any attempts of the enemy to bring anything unworthy to this platform. Father God, we just look forward to an evening of poetry, praise, and fellowship. And we ask that you would continue to hold up the Epiphany family, Father God, and the family members represented thereof, Father God. It seems the enemy is trying to be busy, but we stand fast on your word, Lord, so we fear not, Father God, because we know in the midst of these various attacks, Father God, there is something even better at the end of this, Lord. We look forward to what you have in store, Father God, for us through these trials. There are nothing but opportunities for prayers. And what are prayers, Father God? Opportunities for more blessings. So we just look forward to what's to come, Father God. We just ask that you continue to walk with us in this platform, and it's in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Your angels come to save me every time I call.
That's why I love you.
You don't laugh and be. it seems like the storm will never pass, and it seems like the rain will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you, Pharaoh and his army is behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl that feels their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night.
All night long.
And cry.
Tear after tear.
And cry.
Just me.
All I know is the show.
Oh, Lord. All right, this piece is called...
Go ahead, sir. Yes. I'm sorry.
This piece is called My Exodus. So I figured that I was going to use this piece to start off the poetic, I don't want to say level or nothing like that, but my, just the focus, you know?
Indeed. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you, King. It's called My Exodus. I'm in the midst of a light bulb moment. A wake-up call, perfectly revealed. Find that God is steering me to once again become whole, showing me that in Christ I can be truly healed. The quote-unquote victories from my past that still have calls in my today can be rebuked and nullified, be made of no account, more experiences from which to grow. The addictions, afflictions, conditions, and self-imposed restrictions can be fertile grounds from which my freedoms and escape from chains of my past bondage, weighed down by the pounds of past restrictions, and they weigh a big fat zero. This is a wake-up call to recognize that he within is up to the task. In him, I have countless advancements and elevations into righteousness in which to bask. This is my exodus. My freedom from the slavery from my past. This is God's mercy being extended, prayers being answered, the right on time realization of God's incomprehensible acquiescence to those humble things in his son's name that we ask. This is where I pray. My eyes become clear enough to see the work of God within my walk, to feel his conviction on my tongue as I talk. This is where I am strong enough and I trust him enough to come to him in full transparency and in humility and submissively ask him to please deliver me. Deliver me from the taint and power of abuse and degradation. Deliver me from my tightly held on to spirit of retaliation, those spirits of fear and unrighteous justification. Deliver me, Lord, that I experience a renewed jubilation in thee, with thee, and by thee. Deliver me that I may show to the world how the love of God has delivered me. My God, and his long-suffering love has delivered me from me. And for that, I shall be grateful and strive to live a life pleasing to thee. I thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Continue, Lord, to shine your light upon me, that I may grow to be more like thee. And in this season of deliverance, it cannot last. I can and never will be free, lest I replace that spirit of retaliation with what will truly set me free. I must accept the spirit of forgiveness to replace retaliation over what was done both to and through me. I forgive my sexual abuser. I forgive he who gave me my first crack hit. I forgive myself for allowing the world to replace God in my life. I forgive you, Satan, for the part you played in taking my vision off my Lord Jesus the Christ. And in forgiveness, I'm finally free. Thanks to an almighty loving God who is so merciful, he delivered a wretched wretch like me. I praise and thank you, God, for you and you alone have delivered me. Poem.
Yes, sir. Yeah. There's so many bases. It's crazy. I didn't know we had a similar journey. I mean, I knew that we had some things in common, but as far as there was one thing that you mentioned as far as along your forgiveness, the lines of forgiveness. And it's just crazy how you recognize the deeds of the flesh, and then you gave the devil his credit because you knew he was the circus ring leader type situation. So it was kind of like, yeah, you touched a lot of corners for me right there, and almost had a flashback. But I just want to say I apologize, but I got nothing but mad love for you. And thank you for being there for those that don't have a voice for situations as such. Because we don't know how to talk to, we don't know how to express that. Most of us is either through the bottle or some type of drug. So this piece right here, I just want to thank you for putting it together because it registered with me personally as far as the journey that we went through. So,
yeah. I appreciate that, bro. Yeah, you know, sometimes it's, I don't know, we just have to go as we feel we're led to go. There's a lot of times there's things I probably wouldn't say, truth be told.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it weren't he causing me to write it, and to then from there just continue to, you know, to speak on it. Because that ain't nothing but him. Because, that's him.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I got to say about that. It's him.
Yeah. You just caught me in my moment. I had to stutter that piece right there. You just caught me in my moment. Like, even up to now. Yeah, something just registered, you know? So,
Well, that was the reason that I suppose I stopped at that piece to do. Ooh.
Yes, sir. Now,
I don't
want to get too far into my emotions. You're gonna make me one. You're gonna make me all kind of make the song cry over the airwaves, and I don't feel like tonight's that night. I feel like we should build that up, but I see in the studio that we got some hands up, and I want to include them into our vibrations tonight. If that's okay with you.
And why wouldn't it be? Look. There's no us without them, so Let's see. Who do we have on the mic? Come back into the studio. I appreciate you, my brother.
Oh, you already know, bro. You already know. Like, no, I appreciate you because, again, you're speaking for those that, you see me and you know what time it is. It's just like looking at a wild pit bull. I'm cute from a distance, but you don't really want to run up on it.
I might steal that one. Reeling him, Paul. That's right. What were we going to do? We were going to open up a mic, weren't we?
Yeah. So the first caller we got here from 904, Miss VIP. Are you available? Can you hear us? How you doing tonight?
I'm
good. How are you both?
Excellent.
Well, the music has been very, very good tonight, and ministering, I must add. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. Brother Paul over here trying to get me all in my emotions. I don't know why he's doing that, though.
I hear you. You know, sometimes that's the way it is, because I think the things that we go through, you know, are we all caught up? Is it someone else? And it might be us. And then again, it might be the enemy. So we just never know. But God, you know.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Amen.
Today it doesn't matter.
Today it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we might even use the devil as
we might even use the devil as.
Okay, so I see the platform is about to do its thing. So Ms. VIP, before we lose too much, what kind of piece did you bring in for us?
It's a short piece. It's an old piece, and you know, I wrote it when I was in despair, and one time when my girlfriend was in despair, and I was like, okay, let me just whip this out. So. I don't remember me titling it, so I'll just go ahead.
The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. First, all thanks is to you, the only one closer than a brother. Compared to you, there is no other. But I've been in a pit of something I can't name. Is it shame? I don't know, but this isn't a game. Lord, is it because my life isn't the way I want to be? Why have things happened like the depression, exhaustion, physical pain to me? Have I not prayed enough? My life is filled with loss, yet the pain is critical because of the stage of my life. Lord, I call out to you. Save me from the strife I caused by not listening to you. My free will is no longer the way to go. Instead of asking you to take the things away from me, I have to walk away from them. And pray constantly to you, praise you too. Then hopefully my life can better flow. Forgive me, Father, for not loving me enough to take care of myself. At this point, there's no one else. So I pray for wisdom. I pray for guidance. And sometimes I feel it's like my last chance, realizing daily it's your will. And in the midst of every storm, it's peace, be still. And that's that peace.
Yes, ma'am. She came in lightning round, though. It still was effective because, you know, I don't know if you remember when you first called in and I told you, like,
mm-hmm.
your pieces kind of make me feel nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
Like you gotta. I feel like I can listen to your stuff, like your piece, not your stuff. I don't want to say your stuff. I'm giving a lot more respect. I feel like I can listen to your pieces and be like, it's coming from my mother, sister, you know, girlfriend. And it's nourishing for me.
And it's nourishing for me.
And I appreciate that because I don't see that on a day-to-day basis.
I'm
not trying to low-key
put
a macaroni line on you, but I don't see that on a normal basis, and that's what we need in today's society, especially as a black man. You know what I mean? Just a black man, but you know what I mean? We start as boys. So in the broken home. It's already hard enough that we don't have the father's love, the nourishing of the father. So I appreciate that you still have, you're still in tune. When you feel pain, there's a certain kind of energy shelter that you give.
That
you don't want nobody else to feel. Unlike a man, when he goes through the pain, he wants you to go through the pain too.
That could be true.
I'm scared to say anything. I just unmuted my mic, but that was a powerful piece.
At the end of the day, in him there is, once you get through these things,
he is the way maker. There's been so many times in my eyes couldn't sleep
better.
Yeah, I am 65 years and still can't.
Thank God for that.
Definitely appreciate you.
But Alonzo, do you have a question
for this thing? I'm
good. I'm still marinating on the last piece. I appreciate that you look at Father the way you do because again, it's nourishing. It's very clean. I have no words to say. I'm very fulfilled. I appreciate you. I have no questions.
I thank you so much.
Okay. Real before we send you over to the praise now, you let us know what you got going on with Tiffany.
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Divas Talk. And my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in session. We have some great music, amazing poetry, and lately everybody's been showing up and showing out. And we really appreciate it. But y'all need to stop through. It's all good. And Divine Inspiration can attest to that. So.
Yeah, he's slipping. It's okay, man. I got you. He heard you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless you both. One love, one mic.
God bless you as well.
One love, one mic.
Oh, this echo is getting on my nerves.
I thought it was just me, but I see it's the platform. Because it's just really crazy.
I've tried muting in a couple of myself in a couple of ways, and it's still okay.
So Same thing. Yes, I did say, yeah, believe that. I'm over
here. You can put it on your page because, well, it do be me sometimes, but when I'm innocent, darn it, I want everybody to know I was innocent.
Hey, why you take my line, though? That was mine. you still the boss of the night. You still the boss on Sunday night.
Oh, man. Well, if you're listening still, thank God. We're in overtime. If you didn't, you know that you're not with us anymore. Hold on.
You know what I did notice?
What's that?
It's the people that I'm not blaming the people. Let me not say that because each individual is a very important person. But when lately, it's when the call comes in. Because right now I don't hear none of that. But you know what I mean, like.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to find the IT situation. I got to talk to the IT committee and figure out what's really going on.
That's a challenge.
It doesn't make no sense that we can't get in tune to the people that are listening to us without this extra. That's the devil, baby. That's what my mama was saying. I hear that all day.
650 for two of them things.
In the meantime, between time, what we gonna do is we gonna pay some bills. We're gonna go to a commercial. Come back. We got another hand raised.
We ain't paying no bills. You was paying them.
Oh no! I ain't rich like that. That's why you called our brother earlier. Sorry, Larry. But who said I was balling?
I forgot who told me that.
Let me bring my inside voice back going down. Got excited. I was about to ask where my checks is at.
Let's pay some bills and bring the next caller on and keep things moving.
Man, keep the things moving. 815, get ready to get live. You know what I'm talking about? After these commercials. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da 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 da. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know.
La 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 la, la da dee da da, la la da 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 dee da da, la 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 la.
Epiphany Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Yeah, I need just a little more Jesus.
Amen, 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 amen. Now, before we go out with the final banger, we're going to give you guys one more piece. And online right now, we have Miss Gina Storm. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, Alonzo, I was muted. Apparently,
it's
I'm a musician,
good.
And that's what I do on YouTube. I apologize for the fact that I'm always speaking on mute.
It's okay. You want to do it again? We could do it one more time. We could do it one more time.
Just
for practice.
Okay.
One more game. Hey, ready?
Right.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, before we close this night out, we're going to give you one more piece from Miss Gina Storm. Miss Gina Storm, how are you doing tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored, Lorenzo. How are you? And Pastor Paul, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, yes, that was excellent. I am doing good myself, and I can't speak for Brother Paul, but he, too, I can tell you right now, is living the life. So
Absolutely. We are
glad that you called in and that you actually are support or you're showing your love, and we would love
Absolutely.
To hear your piece.
So I came here straight from the living room on Clubhouse, and I'm often the last caller in queue simply because everybody who knows me knows that I love Jesus and I love the Creator more than anything in life. Like if it wasn't for God, oh, for God, I would not be here. And if it wasn't for my
Amen.
Savior, I would not have been spared. So all I can say is I am so happy and blessed to be here in the sanctuary because this is where I needed to be.
Amen, 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 amen. So, you know, I just can't help but to ask what kind of piece that you brought for us tonight.
Okay.
You got me nervous a little bit.
Well, don't be nervous. my pen is inspired, and so is my voice. So I wrote this piece originally in 2015, and I'm sharing tonight as a key style, and I retitled it, No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Prosper.
Amen. Well, the mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. No weapon against me shall prosper. See, there's no doubt. I love me. From conception to infinity. I'm not puffed up with pride. I just have Jesus on my side. See, I've prayed since I could string words. I've basically been verbal. Ask my mom. And this is literal. And it was nerve-wracking when I was a toddler. Even when I was asking the Lord my soul to keep, I had family members' names on repeat. My need to express myself was deep, and I shall never. Even though I'm bright, maybe brilliant, quite clever, according to most, I'm humble, and that's by necessity, because part of the God in me is shines brightly. I have high self-esteem. Still, when I've been asked a few lines for my bio or my pic to accompany, that was too much to ask for me. Every piece I post, every poem I share, everything I spit is autobiographic and personal. Now when I'm on mics, and I'm doing that now, see, I'm a lyrical beast who needs no rehearsal. I had a moment of self-doubt, so I channeled my inner diva and got my mind right, tapped into the God that is living inside of me, and that's my given light. And then I realized that I'm all right. It's okay to falter, to worry, to doubt, because we're human. And I believe in me wholeheartedly. And I got this because I'm G. Not just because it's the first letter of the name that people have given me. No, it's the reality. Because if I didn't have Jesus, didn't believe in God, there would be no me. Thank you for indulging. I'm Gina Thorne. That's my piece.
Yes, ma'am. You're like, she said, I enjoyed my journey. Thank you, Father. That's what I do. You're like, I almost want to come visit you. I feel like that energy is just raw footage. From day one, I want to show up.
It's
I feel like.
It's just a God in me.
Hello, but. I ain't even mad because really that's what I'm looking for. You know, this is just the end of times and everybody is about themselves. But for those that
know
the God in them.
No, We have to know where we came from. We have to know where that gift has been given. We have to know where that light shines from. We have to understand that heaven was the promise that was given us. Eternal life is something that is our destiny. And if we don't believe in the Son or the Father or the Holy Spirit, then we have no future. So I just simply need people who don't have God on their side, who they need to be aligned with.
Amen, amen, amen. I totally agree. You don't have that relationship. You really are just floating in this abyss we call life. The lack of knowledge is the reason why we perish. So, and, you know, the devil is such a comedian type person, too. He'll tell you that you need more knowledge in your life because he wants you to feel like you are the God, you know. But at the end of the day, we all know we couldn't pull that stunt the way God pulls.
Look, I know from where my help comes. I cannot lean
that
on
part.
My own understanding.
Okay.
I know better.
That part.
Look, I trust
yeah.
me. I know
that
better.
That part.
I've tried it
that
and
part.
Failed time and time again. But the only thing
you
that
know,
ever works for me, and I don't know about everybody, but for me, God is the only thing that works.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 From day one, as you said, you can't do nothing without him. You must acknowledge him before you even move on with your plans. So it's the ones that lack that knowledge, you know, that's what we're watching, where we get to sit back and watch what it's like not to put Father first. And not to say that, you know, I mean, like, I'm enjoying the view. No, far from it. But at the same time, I'm glad I'm not in that position because it's already hard enough. Just to get right, just to get looked at in God's eyes on the right page, you know what I mean? But I'm glad he left. As the words say, you know, the he chose the foolish things to educate the wise. So I appreciate that I can understand things like that position of the fool. Though I have fool moments, you know what I mean? I'm not going to die known as a fool. So I appreciate that.
Like I said, I fall down, but I get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for God, I would stay down. But I know better. So I do better. Because that's
every,
the wisdom and discernment that
time.
Is able to fall.
Amen. Every time. Every time. Amen. Yes, Ms. Storm. Yes, Ms. Storm. You came through and did your thing. You know, I wish I could get another voice, but due to the after hours, you're in the after hour club right now. I just wanted to go ahead and 411 you. But and you know, the beauty part is like I always say, like, you guys are ahead of me. I'm West Coast, so I'm an hour or some change behind you. So you guys are literally like ahead of me
right now.
I'm just trying
just
to catch
standard
up.
Time. I'm not even East Coast.
Yeah.
So I'm an hour behind
yeah.
them.
That part. Yeah, and I'm still behind you. That's all. I'm still trying to get
you.
Catch
are.
Up to
you. Yes, sir. Amen. But you know what?
So,
all
yeah,
I can say is, but God, he made this possible. Because there was no show last night, let alone overtime. So, look at God.
Hello. 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 And I really emphasize
that
we're the first
Saturday,
East West Coast show.
It happened on Sunday.
It happened on his time. And when it happens on his time, baby, regardless how we label it, it's going to happen. The will is a will. And it
Absolutely.
Will happen. Amen, right?
Lord,
Storm, I'm glad
you
called him. Okay, stay on our toes and knees and hands.
Hey, look, church is a necessity. Church is not a building. Church is not a person. Church is where two, three, or more are gathered who are in agreement, like-minded, individuals come together, and here we are as a collective of Christians here to praise and worship, and that's all we need.
Amen.
We are the church.
Amen.
And that's why
we are the church.
Impactful. One love, one might. I appreciate you. Thank
one
you so
love.
Much.
Thank you. One love, one might. We'll be right back.
your hand upon me.
Keep your hand upon me.
Increase.